What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you doing today?
I am doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing.
We have two positive news stories for this Thursday. Is it Thursday?
Yeah, it's Thursday.
It is Thursday. We are a little lost in the sauce here. Hopefully everyone listening is doing amazing as well. If you want to support the podcast and our positive news stories that we try to do 5 days a week, like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. We've been doing this for a decade. We barely have 100 reviews, so we're trying to grow those, get that up to 1,000 reviews. If you send us a positive news story and leave us a 5-star review with a comment, we will send you a t-shirt for
free 99.
We also giving out these positive news stories for free 99. What do you have, Tim?
Man, I'm going to Turlings Catholic High School. I actually have an amazing story. I don't do too many football stories. U.S. Grant High School almost made the playoffs here in Oklahoma City, man. Yes. How hilarious is that?
Focus.
That being said.
Shout out to Lev.
Exactly. Shout out to Lev. That being said, I have a head coach by the name of Michael Corville. He snapped a photo of one of his football players. His name is Clavel. See what happened? Clavel got hurt. Clavel couldn't play too much, but he did get to play special teams for a little bit, and then he had to sit out and watch the game. Right after the game, Clavel said he saw his custodian, who they all call Mr. B, cleaning up the stadium. Now, if you've ever been to a high school football game, these stadiums are not small, and there is always a lot of trash, whether it's drinks, popcorn, nachos, people just leaving gum wrappers or Skittle wrappers everywhere. So he sees how big the trash is, how much of a mess this is, and Clavel, instead of going into the locker room, he decides to go into the stands and walk up to Mr. B, say hello like he always does every day, and start putting trash into this little itty-bitty cylinder trash can that Mr. B had. Now, he didn't tell anybody he was going to do this. Nobody was around to watch this, but all the way on the other side of the field, there was the head coach. Michael Corville took a picture of Clavel cleaning this up, and all these two little specks. You can't even see Mr. B because he's blending into the bleachers a little bit, but you can see the football jersey and shoulder pads from Clavel. This is why he coaches. He said he was beyond proud of his student, but that he was beyond proud of this community because he's not the only kid that would do something like this. A lot of people in that community would. When I saw this, I, of course, wanted to share it here on The Positive Truth, but that picture to me was just so beautiful to see a high school student who nobody told him to do anything, and he wasn't looking for any type of credit or any type of community service hours for whatever class. He was just doing this out of the kindness of his heart. It was beyond inspiring for me, and I wanted to make sure I shared it here on air with everybody else. So if there's any kids listening, go ahead and go above and beyond, just like Clavel. Help out your custodian. Help out your teacher. Help out your friends. Do anything that you can to keep it positive. You never know what you're going to do to change somebody's day.
You ever heard of the challenge where to say something nice to someone at least once a day? Do something like help someone once a day?
It would go far and beyond, JP. We never know.
Now we just need to think of the third one. So we got say something nice to someone, help someone. We just need a third. You think of that while I do my positive news story. How about that?
I'm not I'll try.
We have done New Mexico this week. We've done Australia. Now we're going to South Korea.
All over the world. He's a traveler. He got a passport and everything.
I wish. So South Korea passed a law where every public and private outdoor parking lot with more than 80 parking spaces is now required to install solar canopies or carport-mounted solar panels. This goes into effect this month immediately, with installations beginning. They've already started since we're in the middle of November. Why are they doing this? One, land use optimizations. Parking lots represent large expanses of, well, let's just say, space only for cars. But if there's no one in the parking spaces, and they're already just large cement traps, might as well put a solar panel over them and use that for extra electricity. That's what South Korea is trying to do. We need all this renewable green energy. It's going to help lower prices for everyone. That's their goal. Not only are they providing shade for cars, it's known because they've been doing it in small sections to reduce heat buildup, protect vehicle interiors, improve EV battery efficiency, and it's saving the companies and the people money with extra electricity. They put this into effect right now. They've already done it in small cities, but now it's going to be countrywide. Their goal is we're trying to get everyone to save at least 20% on their electricity bill. I think this is worth it. You're spending money now to save money in the future. What is one of your favorite quotes? You plant the seed that you're not going to be in, blah, blah, blah. Where it's like you plant the seed for the tree you're not going to sit in the shade of. We've still never done this quote for the past 10 years.
Oh, man, I'm cracking up because that's probably how to set it too. But yeah, a man that has planted a seed that will not see the benefits of its shade has understood life or something like that. That was pretty close. Close.
This is that. So they're paying now to have cheaper electricity for years.
Honestly, man, just by your positive news stories this week, it tells me that there's a lot of governments out there that actually care about the people that are wanting to do something for them. And on top of that, we have found ways to have extra energy that we should be trying to give out. So shout out to South Korea. That's amazing.
The only extra energy we're trying to give out is positive energy. We like to finish that off with some gratitude energy. That's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, you often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Man, I am still getting text messages weeks later from my Halloween costume this year. I have so much friends and family that love paying attention to what we're dressed up as every year, and it makes me happy, I'm not gonna lie. One of my brothers was like, man, I just saw your Facebook picture. You guys look so cute. I was wondering what you guys were going to be this year. What are you guys going to be next year? And I was like, dang, people are that invested into what we're going to be for Halloween.
Ninja Turtles, right? There's four of y'all.
Man, that's what literally my daughter said. She's like, I think we're going to be Ninja Turtles next year. Leandro likes Ninja Turtles, but Leandro also likes Iron Man. So I'm pretty sure we're going to be the Avengers next year. He's obsessed with Iron Man right now.
Are you going to be Hulk?
I'm definitely going to try to be the Black Panther. Andro's going to be most likely be Iron Man.
I was being facetious.
Me be the Hulk because I'm skinny. Oh, man. Leandro is bigger than me. He looks like he's got some muscle on him. I'm like, man, this is whack. By the time he's 10, he's going to be bigger than me, man.
So Iron Man, who's Edna going to be?
I have no clue.
Who's honestly, Layla going to be?
That's the real question, too. Honestly, I have no idea. Them two are the same when it comes to costumes. They're just going to change it up every second.
Ninja Turtles, I'm telling you.
Man, I did the Ninja Turtles already with just three. But it still would be fun. Who am I kidding, man? I know myself. I'm a big kid. Hiya! Cowabunga! See, I got it still. And we all eat pizza, too.
Pizza is awesome. That's positive truth podcast.
No, you got to get rid of the pizza.
Actually, I haven't had a pizza. I've lowered my pizza consumption to
2 or 3 a week.
Two, yeah, just a weekend.
Hey.
So shout out to me. That's what I'm going to be grateful for today. I'm only doing two pizzas a week.
What's up?
I've lost some weight, Tim. I know you can't tell. I'm just going to get up in front of that joke.
Good job.
I'm going to get in front of that one. I've been crushing it in the gym. So yeah, shout out to pizza, only twice a week. Yeah.
Shout out to pizza.
I also made chicken thighs and only half of them were bad.
Did you marinate it?
Yeah, but I sucked on one of them.
I marinated chicken for the first time last week, and it was like the juiciest chicken of my life. I highly recommend marinating chicken.
I can't cook. I did one that was like garlic, salt, pepper, lemon. Mm-hmm. It didn't turn out good. Ah. The other one was like a super spicy chili flakes and like this. It was a really spicy. That one turned out good.
Because it was spicy.
Yeah. The other one didn't. I still ate it though.
Hey, facts. I ate mine too. There was...
That's how I'm going to teach myself to cook. I'm like, do you want to eat better during the week? Do you actually want to enjoy your food? You better learn some life skills, JP.
It sounded like you were telling a commercial into the podcast. Do you want to eat better this week? Do you want to survive?
That's my inner monologue every time I eat the lemon ones.
You should be doing more commercials on here, man. Maybe we can find some sponsorship this year.
Maybe we can.
If you all leave us a review, leave a 5-star review. Comment something positive in the comment section, and we'll take it from there.
Do you have a positive quote before we get out of here?
Man, I think I do.
The positive truth is brought to you by...
You don't have to become something you're not to be better than you were. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.